Here begins Barbie in Rockin' Royals, narrated by Kristen King for Saga Egmont. 1. In the back seat of a limousine, Princess Courtney fiddled with a magic royal scepter in her lap. She was eager for her 2 weeks at Camp Royalty to begin. Learning insider princess tips and living on the camp's private island would be amazing. Plus, she would meet other royals her age. Best of all, there would be no official duties, just fun. Courtney couldn't wait. Behind Princess Courtney, an SUV raced along the same road. "I was supposed to be there like 5 minutes ago," Erica complained from the back seat. As a world-famous pop star, Erica was used to traveling, but somehow, she was always late. "I'm not the one who slept through her alarm," the driver joked. "Why did you cancel your tour to go to Camp Pop anyway?" Erica brushed her blue-streaked hair out of her face. "Being in the spotlight can get kind of lonely," she admitted. "I'm surrounded by people, but no one really feels like a friend." The driver nodded in understanding. "Don't get me wrong," Erica continued. "I love performing, but maybe things will be different at camp. Pop stars from all over the world came to Camp Pop to learn about music, rock and roll, country, hip-hop, you name it. They also came to learn cool dance moves." Erica was sure she would fit in. New tunes and new friends? What could be better? The limo pulled into a parking lot. Princess Courtney nervously smoothed her poofy pink gown. All around her, she saw other princesses in beautiful dresses and glittering crowns. She also saw kids in trendy outfits and big sunglasses. Many carried musical instruments. "Those must be the pop stars," Courtney thought. Camp Royalty and Camp Pop were located on the same private island, but the camps were more rivals than friends. The camp directors didn't get along, so rock and royalty didn't mix anywhere on the island. Courtney looked beyond the crowd. 2 fancy yachts were docked in the water. One would take the royals to Camp Royalty. The other would sail to Camp Pop. Now, Courtney had to figure out which line to join. A man near one yacht called out the names of the royalty. He checked them off a list as they boarded one of the boats.
"Princess Aubrey of Allenbrook. Princess Olivia of Belmere."
"This looks right," Princess Courtney thought as she joined the line.
"Erica of..."
The man looked at her.
"That's odd."
He studied his list.
"There's no kingdom listed. Are you Erica?"
Courtney shook her head. A girl with blue-streaked hair rushed over. She carried a beat-up guitar case.
"Here," Erica shouted. "Sorry I'm late."
Courtney frowned. Erica certainly didn't look like a princess. But if her name was on the list, she must be. Erica hurried on board the royal yacht. Then it pulled away from the dock.
"Wait," Princess Courtney shouted. "You forgot me. I'm Courtney."
But it was no use. The yacht was already gone. Just then, Princess Courtney heard a voice.
"Did you say Courtney?"
A lady with short, spiky hair pointed at her. Princess Courtney nodded.
"Come with me,"
the woman said. She hurried Courtney onto the other yacht. It was going to Camp Pop.
Uh-oh.